I feel like we're getting off topic again. You do remember that hanging out together today was your idea, right? Because it's not feeling like it. I get that you want advice and my personal input on what's going on with this potential guy. And I can help you out with whatever as your friend. And I'm trying very hard not to be a jerk about it, but I thought today wasn't going to revolve around this again. That's not what you've been doing. Literally, since I brought you that water, you haven't stopped talking about him. When? Seriously? You were like, hey, I need your opinion. Can you look at this for a sec? Yeah, you did. You shoved your phone in my face like that. I told you last time, and I'll say it again. It means that he's not worth your time. This guy is clearly just trying to hit you up when it's convenient for him, and you know that too. But what about the last date? And so, what if the date went well? That doesn't excuse what he's been doing. He's basically ghosted you for an entire week, and what, it's been 3 times now? I get that things aren't official yet, but look, you have to see that he's... I really don't want to be your counselor again, but of course, he's going to try to make up every excuse and act sweet when he finally replies. All right, look. It might be more acceptable if you two both were going into this potential relationship expecting it to be a casual kind of thing, you know, with no strings attached, but that's not what you've been telling me. And he knows exactly what this is supposed to be, and he's the one that's not respecting your time. My time either, because I have to listen to what a piece this guy sounds like, and it's really starting to annoy me. That's what I've been trying to tell you. Yeah, just get rid of him. You'd be doing both of us a favor that way. So, you're not gonna talk to him anymore. Deal? So, are we done with this? No, I don't want to hear about it. Because I don't like hearing about these guys you're seeing. I really don't need to know all of that, okay? So, just put it down, and let's not talk about this anymore. Well, I was thinking that we could talk about, and this is just a wild idea, but something related to us instead. I did have something. I actually already had that in mind before you got me off topic earlier, but I was thinking since we both have some time off next week, we should go out and eat somewhere. There's been this one new place that I've been wanting to try. I think it would be nice. I feel like you kind of owe me one anyway. You know exactly what that's supposed to mean. I'm just saying that you've been so busy with your new guy that we haven't had a chance to hang out recently. Remember last week when you flaked on me twice? I sound what? Jealous? Very funny. I'm not jealous. I just think you should follow through when we make plans. Yeah, you can reschedule, but you ended up canceling that too. Okay, now you're just imagining things. I'm not jealous. Fine. You know what? Forget it. Let's just drop this. But if you happen to have time to allocate next week, is that a yes or no on the restaurant thing? I don't remember the exact name, but it opened up right next to the theater. Yeah, that building. The name was, Great something. Listen, I had the name in my head for the entire day. I don't know. For some reason, it's just on the tip of my tongue right now. Is it what? No, that's a cookie shop. And that place has been there for years now. I mean, we can go there if you want. You sure about that? I don't mind going for a dessert after, or we could go for boba too, if you prefer. You sure? It can be my treat. There doesn't have to be a reason. I'm always considerate. Hello? What kind of image do you have of me? Dinner too. You. No, relax. I'm only covering the dessert portion. All right, let's do that then. I am, yeah. I am excited for the food, but also because you and I, you know. I said it earlier, but it really has been a while since we've gotten to catch up. Like, not just surface level stuff in our lives. And I've really just missed. Yeah, go ahead. Can't really ignore that, right? I know if you try not to check your phone, you're just gonna get distracted from the conversation, and it looks like you're already doing that anyway. Why are you making that face? It's him again, isn't it? I told you not to bother with him anymore. Why are you even thinking about responding? It doesn't matter what he's saying. Are you serious right now? This is starting to piss me off. Because I thought that we were done with this. No, it wasn't my business initially, but you kind of went and made it mine with how often you rub this in my face. And you expect me not to care what happens to you? There you go again with the jealousy thing. I'm really annoyed already, so can you stop messing around, please? Look, I'm worried about you as a friend, and I'm saying that he's not worth it. Meaning that I don't want you to see him anymore. Oh, now I'm starting to sound possessive. I'm really not, but sure. If you want to add that into your mix of ideas about me too. Because you have not seen me being possessive at all. I don't want to get into this right now. Because if I were being possessive, I would say you're not going out with him again. I'm not letting him have you. That's what I would want to say. Am I still insisting on this as a friend? Well, I. How much are you gonna push me? If you asked it like that, then you already have an idea, don't you? You're right. I have been feeling jealous for a while now. I don't know when this started, but I am. And having to think about you two going out has obviously only made it worse. Because I didn't think I would care this much, so how was I supposed to tell you? Excuse me? Is that all? Of course it's not. You want to know what else I've been keeping to myself? Are you sure about that? Yeah, they're related to you. The things that I've wanted to do, thought about doing. It's more than I'm willing to say. on its own. You want me to show you? If you ask me like that, fine. Here. I like you more than I was ever planning to or supposed to. And seeing you talk about that guy made me realize just how much it bothered me. And if I could have my way with you, if I could do anything I wanted, then I would keep you all for myself. Yeah, I don't think you've ever seen how greedy of a person I am. Trying to maintain being friends. Obviously, I couldn't act like that, could I? You want to see that side of me? Why? How far it extends? More curiosity. Alright. Well, if you were mine, then I'd definitely be a lot closer than this. Probably this close would be more accurate. I wouldn't be able to help myself from here, though. And I would make sure everyone knows you're mine. Especially here to start. I told you. Things you do to me. Answer it. Look at me. Give me that. You're done with them. Too, didn't you? Were you trying to get a reaction out of me? Since you want to go this far. First, I'll show everyone else that you're not available by doing this. Fuck. You have such a pretty neck. Sensitive here. The fuck does this guy want? A little too late to be texting this now. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. You're not seeing him again. And even if he does run into you, I think he'll get the message when he sees these marks all over your neck. Seeing proof of my work on you. I want to mark you all over your body. Lift up your arms for me. These clothes are getting in the way. These perfect tits. Tits for me. While I help you out down here. Fuck. I want to taste you. Can I? So good. What a pretty pussy. For me. Play with yourself while I lick this pussy. Good girl. There you go. Feeling my tongue. All the way up and down. And up. for me. I hear you. That a girl. Then come all over my face. Can you do that for me? Yeah. Good girls do what they're told. You want to be a good girl for me, yeah? You do. I want you to come all over for me. Good girl and come for me. That's my girl. Now it's my turn. Spread those legs apart for me. There you go. Look at me. Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna fuck your pussy, and I'm gonna make you mine. Move those hips for me. You're gonna take this cock for me like a good girl? Yeah? Mm. he's calling this time. Should I answer it? What do you think? You think I should answer your phone? You sure? I think he's getting kind of worried. Hello? You don't want him hearing you moaning like this, right? Yeah, she's busy with me right now. But if you want me to leave a message for you, I can. You sure? All right, no problem. Take care. I think he got the message. Oh, fuck. Shit. Oh, you were squeezing me so tightly the entire time I was on the phone. Were you that nervous, or was it that? You liked it? Oh, I told you I would make you mine. Oh, come on. Work those hips for me, baby. Inside this pussy? You want me to do it inside you? Tell me. Good job coming on my cock, princess. Let's just lay here for a minute. You're right. expect to be doing this tonight. Fuck, you're so beautiful. I know I said I was gonna make you mine, but I feel like the reverse is happening right now. Nothing if